On behalf of the staff and the parishioners of St. Luke's Episcopal Church, we bid all of you, both friend and stranger alike, a warm welcome as we join together in this Maytime Evensong. The tenor of this particular celebration this evening focuses on a particular day in the calendar year. It is usually called Rogation Sunday, and it is an opportunity for us to look around us and for those of us who have finally made the trek through this long winter, we have finally come into spring. And for those of us who have allergies, we know full well all is in bloom. But that's exactly what we look at today. That's exactly what we observe. And if you heard the beautiful music that has been given to us this evening, all of it focuses on that reality, that God is the source of all things. And in fact, God is the source of all life. God is the very sustaining force of the universe in which we live. So, all of the universe, galaxies, stars, planets in their courses, as the prayer says, are testament to our God. And the beautiful burgeoning spring growth around us is another testament to the renewal of life that God gives to us year after year, a renewal of life that is sustained in us continually as God shares his immense and immeasurable love with us. In the first lesson this evening, we heard about a very particular kind of observance. A little strange to our ears, we usually think of the Sabbath as a day of rest for ourselves. But in fact, the scriptures in Leviticus call us to give rest to the earth around us. And maybe that is telling for us in our day and age, when the forces of society want us to use up all as many of our resources as possible, as quickly as possible. In this night, we are reminded that none of it belongs to us, but all of it is entrusted to us, that we are stewards not only of the things that we own in our individual lives, our homes, and our fortunes, but rather, in a global sense, God has entrusted us with this grand and glorious universe that he has made, and that we are stewards of all creation. We, as all stewards, will be called to an account by God as to how we actually preserve and use wisely the resources that God has given to us. This is not a political statement. It is ultimately a religious statement. It is a statement of our faith and our trust in the God who is the creator of all things. This we professed in our creed: God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Not simply as a great clockmaker setting it in motion, but rather creating it for a purpose. And that purpose, we believe, is to sustain itself, its own creation, as we live upon it. And so the law of Moses, so many thousands of years ago, calls for us to step back and to let everything lay fallow, let everything have a rest. That would be an awesome reminder to us of the sacred trust that is given to us in the land and in the resources that are given to us in this fragile earth, our island home. Another strange reality is given to us, and that's even bigger. It is the year of Jubilee. It is the 50th year, the completion of God's work among us. Soon, in days coming, we will celebrate the 50th day, the coming of Pentecost, When we celebrate the fullness of God's redemption and the giving of life in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 7 weeks, a week of weeks, 49 days, and one to make it complete. So it is with the Jubilee of the Lord, that for 49 years we can work the soil, work the land, try to make as much as we can, and we go about our business. But on that 50th year, all is returned. All is returned to its original title. All is returned. All loans are forgiven. Imagine that. Imagine that. That all loans would be forgiven. All monies that were acquired, properties that were taken, will be returned to the ones who held title in their families. What a marvelous idea. Scholars tell us that that probably never really was observed, but at least it is stipulated in the law of the Lord, and it is an awesome reminder again to us that nothing we have in our possession, not even the clothes we wear, ultimately belong to us. All belongs to God. All is of God. And it is given to us to be used. To be used with wisdom and courage, and to be used above all with that reverential fear of the Lord, who is, after all, the power and the sustainer of all creation. And so we celebrate this night, Rogation Sunday, usually the 3 weekdays leading up to Ascension Thursday, which is this coming Thursday, when we pray for good rain, beautiful weather, and bountiful harvests. Well, some say, you know, the control of the weather is beyond our prayers, and maybe this is so. But our prayers have the power to transform us, to change our hearts, so that we begin to realize ever more deeply that all things are in our hands, and that has come from God. And so, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this Rogation Day, this Sunday in Rogation time, let us remember in earnest that we hold a sacred trust, that we who are residents in this land, in this town, in this country, on this fragile earth, God has entrusted its care into our hands. Let those hands be careful in the way they work, and in the way they use these bountiful and majestic gifts of God. And so worthy are you, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and by thy will they were created and have their very being. Let us then, with great gladness, present the offerings and oblations of our own lives and our labor to the Lord.